Hello.
Hello, is Kimberly Wilson there?
Who's calling, please?
Yes, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, ma'am, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
100% I'll vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I ask your age?
66.
Okay, thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
All right. 10?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you. And now I am going to read you a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. We have 4 options here: strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove. So the first one is Joe Biden as president.
The last one, don't approve at all.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Don't approve at all.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Sherrod Brown as senator.
Somewhat.
Okay, is somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approval.
Okay, thank you so much. And last one, Donald Trump as former president.
100% approved.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of this person or institution, you can also let me know. So we have 4 options here as well: are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable. So the first one will be Democrats in Congress.
No approval.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Joe Biden again.
0 approvable.
Okay, thank you. Next one, First Energy.
Somewhat approved.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Marcy Kaptur.
No, not at all.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Somewhat approval.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Derek Mering.
I don't know who that is.
Okay,
I think the Republican Party is how he is.
I'm sorry?
And I'm talking to my husband. The reason I somewhat approve with Republicans is they're not getting enough damn work done. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, thank you. And also next one, Donald Trump.
100% approval.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Trump.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Bernie.
Okay, Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Mary?
Derek.
Okay, thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for her?
No chance.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. The statement says, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. So the question is, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her? Does it make no difference? Or if the statement makes you more likely, or if you think it's not true, you can let me know.
No, I just wouldn't vote for her.
Okay. Oh, so would you say much less likely or no difference?
Much less likely.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I am going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Mary. After each one, please tell me if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, if it makes no difference, and also if the statement makes you more likely to vote for him, or if you think it's not true, you can let me know.
Okay.
So the first statement says, in the state legislature, Derek Marin self-extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
I don't care.
Okay, no difference. Thank you so much. Next one. Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape and incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments.
I don't care. Makes no difference.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next one. In the state legislature.
Sorry. Are we about done? Are we close?
Oh, yes. Yes. We are just a couple of questions to go.
Okay. Because I'm eating dinner, and yes, I need to finish. Thank you.
Oh, yes, of course. No worries. I will try to make it as fast as possible. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws in that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and will raise retirement age.
I can't comment. I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. So, okay, no problem. We're just a couple of statements to go. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. Next one. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental of properties, leaving our children vulnerable to...
I'm just going to stop you. It doesn't matter. I'm voting Republican across the board, so it doesn't matter what you say. I'm Republican. Straight across the board Republican.
Okay, no problem. So would you say no difference?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Okay, no problem. Okay, and based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or would you still vote for him?
I will vote for him.
Okay, let me just take notes for him. Okay, thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a therapy, people change their minds. So I would like to ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kupfer or Republican Derek Merritt?
Derek.
Okay. The last couple of questions are for the statistical purposes only. I promise you we are about to finish. What is the last year of the schooling you have completed?
A bachelor's degree, 16.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay, and would you say strong or not strong?
Strong.
Okay. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Would you say very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. And this is the last question. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much again for your time, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.